Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we feature the latest reports from the GPB news team. On today's episode, a federal government list of so-called sanctuary cities that included Atlanta and Athens has disappeared. A Macon State senator enters Georgia's lieutenant governor race, and Fulton County is poised to generate a lot more solar power.
The additional 46 buildings will produce about 6.8 million kilowatt hours annually, which could power about 560 homes. That is also equivalent to about 3.3 million pounds of avoided emissions.
Today is Monday, June 2nd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. A list of so-called sanctuary jurisdictions published by the Trump administration last week has disappeared from the Department of Homeland Security's website. The list identified four Georgia counties, Fulton, DeKalb, Douglas, and Clark, and the city of Atlanta as not cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. An earlier executive order threatened to withhold federal funds from such jurisdictions. The White House didn't explain the removal, but it came after widespread criticism from sheriffs and other local officials who say they are cooperating with ICE. That includes Athens-Clark County Mayor Kelly Gertz, who spoke to GPB late on Friday.
One of the things that is true about every city and every county in the state of Georgia is that we have to submit notice every year to the Georgia Department of Audits and Accounts that we comply with state immigration law. And so, for example, jailers have to comply with ICE detainers now. So my sense is that this Department of Homeland Security list was assembled by somebody who really didn't do their homework.
The list was riddled with misspellings and other errors. Macon State Senator John Kennedy today joined a growing list of GOP candidates running for lieutenant governor in 2026. Kennedy is banking on the support of Georgia's business community after helping pass a law this year limiting lawsuits and civil verdicts. Republican Burt Jones, the current lieutenant governor, is expected to launch a gubernatorial run. Kennedy has been in the Senate for 10 years, serving since 2023 as president pro tem, the chamber's number two position behind lieutenant governor. The Democrats have kicked off their campaigns to challenge incumbent U.S. Representative David Scott for his Metro Atlanta congressional seat. GPB's Sarah Callis reports this brings the total number of challengers to three.
State Representative Jasmine Clark says she will seek Scott's seat, and Everton Blair held his first campaign rally over the weekend. State Senator Emanuel Jones declared his candidacy earlier this year. Democratic strategist Fred Hicks says challengers should be prepared to explain how they will represent constituents better than Scott, a Democrat who has held the suburban Atlanta seat for over two decades.
If Democrats are in a minority, what are you going to do different? You're going to talk about a lot of things, but what can you actually do if we do not take back the House next year? So in other words, why should I fire David Scott and why should I hire you?
At 79, Scott is the oldest Democrat in Georgia's congressional delegation. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Atlanta's Fulton County is undergoing a countywide solar panel installation project. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports the goal is to save money and reduce emissions.
The Dorothy C. Benson Senior Multipurpose Complex is among the first of 46 Fulton County facilities selected for the project. The goal is to use solar energy for 20% of the municipality's energy by 2030. Originally, Fulton County installed 7 solar panels in 2021. Sustainability manager Jessica Lavender says that decision saved the county $130,000 on electric bills.
The additional 46 buildings will produce about 6.8 million kilowatt hours annually, which could power about 560 homes. That is also equivalent to about 3.3 million pounds of avoided emissions.
Fulton County will have solar panels on one quarter of its buildings once the expansion is complete. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Authorities say a man whose burned body was found on Stone Mountain over the weekend died by suicide. His parents gave police a note he left behind detailing how and where he planned to take his life. A hiker discovered the body near the top of the mountain on Saturday and called 911. Investigators later identified the man as a white male in his late 20s. His body was taken to the DeKalb County Medical Examiner's Office. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is now handling the case. The South Carolina Department of Transportation has awarded an $825 million contract to widen Interstate 95 from the Georgia state line to US 278, the exit for Hilton Head Island. The announcement today is expected to address what studies have identified as one of the worst choke points on the Maine to Florida highway. And it should come as some relief to Savannah-Hilton Head area residents and visitors. South Carolina officials say it's the state's largest ever transportation contract and is expected to be complete in 2030.
Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff, please.
Delta Airlines is planning to fly to India. The Atlanta-based airline yesterday announced a partnership with Indian airline IndiGo that promises a direct connection from Georgia to India for the first time since 2020. Delta will fly to Delhi, home of one of Asia's busiest airports, although details such as start date have yet to be finalized. The move is part of a larger global agreement between Delta, IndiGo, Air France KLM, and Virgin Atlantic. Atlanta's Grady Health System has launched a new air ambulance. The medical helicopter, unveiled today, will transport critically injured patients from across the region to the city's only Level 1 trauma center. It's the system's first aircraft of its own, a partnership with national helicopter operator Air Methods. An agricultural science teacher from Morgan County, about 30 miles south of Athens, has been named Georgia's 2026 Teacher of the Year. State School Superintendent Richard Woods announced the selection of Morgan County High School's Rachel Kinsall on Friday night. The Georgia Farm Bureau praised Kinsall for her, quote, innovative hands-on programs that draw on her own experience growing up on a beef cattle farm. As State Teacher of the Year, she'll serve as an advocate for public education in Georgia and serve as an ex officio member of the State Board of Education. The Georgia Chamber of Commerce is taking nominations for the coolest thing made in Georgia. The contest opening today is a new statewide knockout-style competition aimed at celebrating Georgia innovators. It invites business owners, manufacturers, makers, and creators from across the state to enter their products into a social media bracket. To submit your nomination, go to gachamber.com. In sports, the Braves had the day off today after dropping the three-game series to the Boston Red Sox 2-1 over the weekend. Yesterday, the Braves lost 3-1. Boston's Trevor Story went 2-for-3 and just missed a grand slam in the first when he hit one 413 feet off the top of the wall in center, driving in Boston's only runs. The Braves threatened in the bottom of the fourth when Matt Olson hit a leadoff double and moved to third on Ozzie Albee's single with no outs, but the Red Sox retired the next three batters in order, ending the threat. Also, over the weekend in soccer, the New York Red Bulls beat Atlanta United 2-0 and extended their season-best win streak to 3 games. And that is a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to Georgia Today. We appreciate you tuning in. We hope you'll come back tomorrow. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and check gpb.org/news for any news stories or updates on the stories you heard today. Our reporters are always publishing new reports there. And if you've got feedback or a story idea for us, let us know. Send us an email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.